With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Rate of diabetes in the U.S. may be leveling off, although increase in prevalence continues for certain subgroups. Following a doubling of the incidence and prevalence of diabetes in the U.S. from 1990 to 2008, new data suggests a plateauing of the rate between 2008 and 2012 for adults. However, the incidence continued to increase in Hispanic and non-Hispanic black adults, according to a study in the Journal of American Medical Association. Although there has been an increase in prevalence and incidence of diabetes in the United States in recent decades, no studies have systematically examined long-term national trends of this disease. During 1980 to 2012, the trends in age-adjusted prevalence of diagnosed diabetes in overall population were similar to those for age-adjusted incidence. The prevalence per 100 persons was 3.5 in 1990, 7.9 in 2008, and 8.3 in 2012. The incidence per 1,000 persons was 3.2 in 1990, 8.8 in 2008, and 7.1 in 2012. Both prevalence and incidence increased sharply during 1990 to 2008 before leveling off with no significant change during 2008 to 2012. Researchers speculate that reasons for the potential slowing of the increase in diabetes may include slowing in the rate of obesity, a major risk factor for type 2 diabetes. Chimpanzees raised as pets or performers suffer long-term effects on their behavior. In a year-long study, scientists from Lincoln Park Zoo observed 60 chimpanzees and concluded that those who were removed from their mothers early in life and raised by humans as pets or performers are likely to show behavioral and social deficiencies as adults. The results suggest that chimpanzees raised primarily around humans with less experience around their own species during the first 4 years of life tend to show reduced social competencies as adults than those with more natural early histories. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Sporting events should ditch nutritional supplements and sports drink sponsorships. Such sponsorship could mislead the public into thinking these products work well and or are good for your health, for which there is no strong scientific evidence, suggests Simon Outram and Bob Stewart of the Institute of Sport, Exercise, and Active Living in Melbourne, Australia. Outram and Stewart accept that nutritional supplements and rehydration drinks don't compare with the unhealthiness of fast food, tobacco, and alcohol, all of which have been associated with major sporting events. But the very fact that these products are marketed as beneficial or essential for sporting prowess and or general health, when the evidence has so far failed to substantiate these claims or justify their cost, is likely to make it harder for the public to judge the value of these products objectively, they suggest. Successful sponsorship campaigns remove or minimize any skepticism about the product. A form of seamlessness or hidden product association is created whereby such products come to be seen as integral to sports, they say, adding that celebrity endorsements help to promote that idea. Healthy lifestyle choices may dramatically reduce the risk of heart attack in men. Following a healthy lifestyle, including maintaining a healthy weight and diet, exercise, and moderating alcohol intake, could prevent 4 out of 5 coronary events in men, according to a new study publishing in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. For the study, researchers examined a population of 20,721 healthy Swedish men aged 45 to 79 years of age and followed them for 11 years. Lifestyle choices were assessed through a questionnaire exploring diet, alcohol consumption, smoking status, and level of physical activity in belly fat. Men in the study with the lowest risk were non-smokers, who walked or cycled for at least 40 minutes per day, exercised at least 1 hour per week, and followed a healthy diet with a regular consumption of fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, dairy products, and fish. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Charles Tipton to talk about the history of exercise as medicine in ancient civilizations. You know, this isn't new, although we think it is. Then we're going to be switching it up at the top of the second hour. We'll be joined by Pam Colleen for the first half hour to talk about adrenal fatigue 101, symptoms, causes, and then we're going to be joined by Mark McDougall to talk about some possible remedies. So if you still think this is a new phenomenon about adrenal fatigue, it continues on in our society today, and we'll be addressing that during the second hour. But first, let's welcome Dr. Tipton to the show. How are you doing, Dr. Tipton?
I'm fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Wonderful, because I exercise regularly because I believe it is medicine. Where did this notion come from? Obviously, it's ringing very true. And what made you even start digging around and looking at this?
Well, first of all, how much do you and how much do your readers, listeners rather, know about exercise is medicine, or EIM? Do they know the history of it?
No, we don't know the history of it. We've talked about it on numerous shows that exercise can mitigate many, many diseases, and we've discussed those individually, but we've always thought that we were the ones that discovered that more recently, you know, society today.
Well, that is correct. The impression is that it is a recent initiative. In fact, the idea of EIM started in 2007 when three organizations, the American AMA, American College of Sports Medicine, and the Office of the Surgeon General, initiated a global initiative to mobilize physicians to use exercise to manage, treat, and prevent diseases. Now, they were driven by the epidemics being associated with the onset of obesity, with diabetes, and also with the fact that inactivity in itself is now being considered and regarded as a disease. So for those primary reasons, the three organizations, this triad, initiated this movement that has now become very active, very prominent, and very successful. In fact, if you look at the number of books that have been published since in the last 7 years on EIM, there have been 1,200. But equally important, it has been more than 63,000 publications on the topic. I'd like to complement that by indicating that the American College of Sports Medicine has really become serious. I would say AMA as well, but not to the extent of the American College of Sports Medicine or ACSM. In fact, they have initiated a position stand, which you may have referred to in previous sessions, of advocating moderate exercise of 150 minutes a week, and fewer if you do strenuous. Moreover, a physician by the name of Salas from Kaiser Institute in California has indicated that physicians should consider exercise as a vital sign and interact with their patients on prescribing exercise because of this aspects that relate to the prevention of disease. But it is disease-driven, and it is using exercise.
So, okay, so now we understand this today. We, in fact, one of the things you referred to was a study that we talked about on the show a few months ago, that inactivity is a greater indicator of mortality than any other disease state that falls underneath it. But don't you think that, well, first of all, let's start here. When did exercise, which to me is organized activity with a goal in mind to increase the human condition, when did exercise actually be identified as promoting health and longevity? Did this happen a long time ago? Does history show us any information about this?
Well, history has a lot of information, and in fact, that was the basis of my article that stimulated you to have this discussion. Actually, the first record of exercise for therapeutic purposes began with the Chinese in 2500, BCE,
right.
Or before Christ.
Right.
So that it has a long history. And it was apparently being practiced in Peking by the monks, and it was emphasizing at that time breathing exercises in order to, quote, get rid of the bad air. And that was labeled as medical gymnastics in retrospect, but not at the time. So the first known exercise for health purposes or medical purposes was way back in China in 2500 BCE.
But
the interesting thing about China is that China not only advocated exercise, but they began to try to explain its effects, and they came up with the idea that the human body was composed of wood, water, fire, earth, and metal.
Mm-hmm.
Now that concept, which started around 22,000 years ago, BCE, was picked up in India around 1500, and they came up with the idea that the human body was composed of water, air, fire, and earth, and ether. Interesting enough, the idea came to the Greeks, and they used that water, air, fire, and earth was responsible for the composition of animate and inanimate objects, including human bodies. But the point that I'm trying to get at is that beginning with the ancient Chinese and others that have followed them, the idea is that all of these components, these elements which were described, had to be in equilibrium or in unison.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a derangement or a displacement, disease would occur. And if you had separation, so the idea that the body required means to keep these components in equilibrium, that disease would occur, is really a fixation that has come back to the be a common aspect of our society. And I can go through later to show you how that became embellished. But the idea that the body, if it is not maintaining its components in equilibrium, disease would occur is really an ancient idea.
Well, and I want to
elaborate it since then.
I want to take a break, but I want to come back on that note because I want to talk about evolution for just a second as we talk about exercise as medicine. We're talking right now with Dr. Charles Tipton about the history of exercise as medicine in ancient civilizations. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Charles Tipton from the University of Arizona in Tucson about a recent paper that he published identifying exercise is medicine historically in ancient civilizations. And so what keeps coming to my mind, Dr. Tipton, is this. Books like The Story of the Human Body by Dr. Daniel Lieberman have influenced the direction of this show and the mission of this show. When we start to look at everything we know and everything we think we know against or within the context of evolution. So at some point in time, when we were hunter-gatherers, we didn't need to be reminded to be active 30 minutes a day. We were active probably 60% of the day just trying to find food. And back in the days of when we were still evolving, probably chewing food itself was quite laborious as well. So somewhere along the line, as we became more civilized and we started going through these changes, all of a sudden we had to artificially reenact activity. When did that actually happen?
Well, what you're talking about is an idea that Dr. Booth at the University of Missouri has popularized. And you are correct that the hunter-gatherer era, which extended from the Paleolithic time, which began with the migration of human Homo erectus in around 2 million years and ended with about 12,000 years ago with the formation of the agriculture revolution, was that somewhere along the line in a 50,000 year period, there was a genetic change. And that genetic change was related to the fact that the genes concerned with the controlling widespread of insulin or influenced energy storage in cells changed. Part of that has been described as a 50-gene change. Yeah. But it is related to the fact that the change occurred because of the fact of the escalations in famine or feast, so there was a genetic change during that period of time. Now, according to Booth's idea, is that the change that occurred then really has set the pattern for inactivity becoming a problem. And as a result, he believes that the age now is necessitating exercise because of that genetic change. So, in part, you're emphasizing the concept of the 50 gene and the concept of Booth that the gene changed within a 50,000 year period before the agriculture revolution, which enabled domestication of plants and animals.
And last but not least, we became domesticated as well.
That is correct. And that's associated with the agriculture revolution. It is that reason that Booth believes that exercise is so important now, because of that loss in the genome.
You know, Elisa Profumo, who co-hosts the Friday show with me, and I were having a discussion last week. And we garden and we prepare our own meals and we have very active lives. And just doing those things really keep you active, where you don't have to think about, oh, I have to go to the gym and do cardio for 30 minutes or I have to be active. And we were talking about the farmers that we do business with. We buy all of our protein and produce and everything else, and even raw unpasteurized dairy from local farms. And when I look at Jay King, this Mennonite farmer that we've been doing business with for 6 or 7 years now, and I look at his children, there's no threat of obesity. These people are active. These people are actually still living the hunter-gatherer lifestyle because they farm, they get up early, they eat a lot of calories, but they stay lean, they stay healthy. And this idea of the thrifty gene being the reason I respectfully say this because I'm just a guy who does a radio show. I don't have any degrees in anything. But the notion that there's a thrifty gene that's causing the need for exercise, I would disagree with. I think the need for exercise is because we don't have the kind of lifestyle that demands activity any longer.
Well, you have a point, but to try to explain, you have one isolated example that farmers are active now as they were then. But the fact is that most people are not like farmers and that they're inactive, so that I would have to indicate that there is evidence that select genes are affected by exercise. That's Bouchard and Molina have shown that. So we know that genes can be affected by exercise, but the magnitude of that effect is not really known yet. So you have a case, but I would go with the science at the present time to try to explain these consequences.
So what did you discover when you started to do the research for this paper and you started to see ancient civilizations who got the message that exercise was medicine? Did we see exercise being prescribed even in ancient times when people were ill? Really?
Yeah, well, first of all, the general consensus is that it started with the Greeks, but that's not correct. Although the Chinese may have put us on to the idea, it was really two physicians in India back in between 1000 and 500 BCE that really, I think, gave the idea that exercise was really beneficial. And they found the effects of exercise was not only beneficial for the body and its growth and development and its function, they also noticed, they made the observation that exercise seemed, and one of them said, made diseases fly. Secondly, both of them, I'm talking about Sarita and Karaka from India, who are renowned physicians in that area, one's a physician and one's a surgeon, they indicated that inactivity would result with obesity that could lead to other disease, including diabetes. So back, here's almost a thousand years before BCE, they had noticed that exercise was beneficial in minimizing the effects of these two conditions, which are exactly identical to what we are now arguing about for exercise as medicine. So those two physicians really should be receive credence for their observations and observations. But you know, there's something puzzling about
wait,
that.
Wait, Dr. Tipton, we have to take a break, an annoying break. Hold your thought right there. There's something interesting about that. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Right now we're talking with Dr. Charles Tipton about the history of exercise as medicine in ancient civilizations. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about adrenal fatigue. I'm sorry, I had to interrupt you, Dr. Tipton, and you were about to make a point, so please carry on.
Well, there are two points I want to make. First of all, that these two Indian physicians, Karaka and Sarita, first of all, indicated that inactivity was associated with obesity, which could lead to other conditions such as diabetes. Secondly, Karaka indicated that exercise could cure diabetes, which is pretty profound. Sarita indicated it would help manage it, but Karaka really believed, pretty much as it's being emphasized now, that the potentially a cure in exercise for diabetes, at least type 2. So that's the first point. But the second point that has puzzled me, which I call the exercise paradox, is how in agrarian society, now we're talking about 1,500 years before the birth of Christ, came up with the idea that exercise was beneficial for disease. Now, in a mechanical or industrial society, I can see that argument, but it's puzzling to me what convinced them that exercise should be utilized for the management of disease. And although we're emphasizing diabetes and inactivity, that was not the only disease that has been considered by others to be influenced by exercise, but it was in an agrarian society, and that to me is a paradox which I really don't really completely cannot explain.
And you don't think it's just simply that they observed that the individuals who had some level of, and maybe they didn't call it fitness, but they had some level of fitness, they tended not to develop diseases, that the other people who did not acquire that through activity.
Well, I think you put your hit the nail on the head, because I was thinking that could be the only way.
Yeah.
They had to observe that. It's not from deductive reasoning other than that point, is that it had to be from their observations. And now there's another point that you have to appreciate, and that is that these physicians advocated exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But the first physician who really prescribed exercise for a disease was Hippocrates in Greece.
Right.
And he prescribed it for a patient that had consumption. So if I'm looking for who is really the father of exercise as medicine, I'd have to go to Hippocrates, because he actually prescribed in very much detail an exercise prescription for this individual who had the consumption. And that aspect to me is a very important fact that I would think that the people in the AMA would make a big point of.
But come on. But Dr. Tipton, the AMA ignores everything that Hippocrates said. Why should they pay attention to this one thing?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would encourage them to promote the role of these ancient physicians in making this movement viable and active and dynamic, which it has certainly become.
We've had lots of physicians on this show who embrace physical culture and exercise and understand its power to both mitigate and reverse diseases.
Uh-huh.
And one recently, a neurosurgeon who was on the show, who talked about the fact that, you know, prescribing medicine is something that should be done as a first line defense. But the problem that most physicians will mention when we talk about this is patient compliance. We can't even get people to take pills. How are we going to get them to get off their keisters and move more? So this seems to be I think there's a lot of physicians out there, and understand that my show, we promote the notion, live stronger, live longer. We promote the notion that physical culture, or exercise, if you would like to call it that, is one of the cornerstones for health and longevity. So we believe it in this audience, but the mainstream will say, we can't get people to follow these kind of directions. They're not going to move more. What do you say then?
Well, what you say is true, and what it has boiled down to, and I've talked to many people who have led exercise classes, they indicated that it is really the exercise leader has to motivate and to stimulate and excite the individuals to exercise to improve compliance, and it's really that individual. And so the physician really has to almost become like the exercise leader, that has to stimulate and excite and motivate that patient to exercise, otherwise the compliance won't be followed. So you're right on that point, and how to motivate people to exercise has been and continues to be a major problem.
Well, and okay, I don't want to sound mean-spirited, but I've met a lot of physicians in my life, both because of this radio show and outside of this radio show. And I would have to say that at least 50% of them look as unhealthy as the patients that they treat. So getting them to become, to rally the troops, so to speak, is going to be difficult, because they themselves don't understand or believe this message. So what if the physician says, look, I agree, exercise is medicine. I'm not the best one to teach it. Why aren't we seeing organizations like the AMA influencing insurance companies to say, look, gym memberships and personal trainers should be covered just the way metformin and insulin is. You'll be able to make more profits if we keep people healthy as opposed to treating them their diseases. So the doctor says, look, I have a personal trainer now that works for my practice.
Well, I can't answer that any more than you can because that's the way it is. But that doesn't mean that we can't continue to try to cultivate the idea that exercise is medicine and that the idea should be pursued and implemented that it needs to be a part of daily living. And it's something that I think it's an educational problem that needs to be emphasized, but I really haven't been successful in accomplishing that, and I'm not sure you have either, even though you are dedicated to the same concept.
Yeah, and we do have a large and growing audience that gets it, and we tend to be a little bit more zealot-like in this audience, yeah, about exercise than the average person. 30 minutes a day is really... that's the second session of exercise, unless you have a very, very active lifestyle. But I just had a really scary thought, and I know that this is going to be silly, but I have to say it. I think that if we can prove exercise is medicine within the scientific community, we'll end up having Margaret Hamburg and the FDA coming down and saying that exercise is an unapproved drug, and we have to control it through the government. I mean, I know I'm being silly now, and I understand that. But, I mean, it really is... the message is that strong. We know that exercise keeps people healthy and in some cases can even reverse diseases. But now getting doctors to prescribe it, to be forward-leaning enough to prescribe it, that's really got to be the next step. And these types of discussions lead to that. The more people understand the benefits of exercise, beyond just trying to have six-pack abs, which should not be the goal, the real goal is ultimately health. And something that we have been endowed with, the disease-aged phenotype is relatively new. If we look through history and go back very, very far, we know that plenty of people lived into their 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life, and they were fully engaged in life. They were not in institutions being taken care of, and we need to return to that today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it back up with Dr. Charles Tipton. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, building a nation of superhumans, one person at a time. We are the new mutants. Join in. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRI. VitaminDmal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Doing reps with the weight of the world.
If you have not tried Papa Vince's organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil imported right from Sicily, $39 for two bottles. It's a ridiculously inexpensive price. The offer ends the 28th of this month. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. I'm sorry, the link in Carl Recommends area. It's really amazing olive oil. Nothing like it. Every single batch is tested for antioxidants, for oleic acid, for everything. There's no other olive oil on the planet like it. Check it out. We're talking with Dr. Charles Tipton about the history of exercise as medicine in ancient civilizations. They got it a long time ago, folks. What we understand in this audience, that living stronger means living longer, being healthier, and avoiding age-related disease. So what do you see happening next? You've published this paper to reinforce that this is not a new notion. Other civilizations dating very, very far back have understood this. What would you like to see happen? The AMA to grab the baton and start to put programs together to help doctors start to prescribe exercise?
Well, could you hold that idea? I had two ideas that I wanted to suggest to you to
Absolutely.
Relate to the...
Absolutely.
The first one, I think you should seriously consider getting Dr. Frank Booth from the University of Missouri for a half an hour program to talk about the genome and its change in inactivity and exercise. I think he can give you the more definitive insights and answers to your concern than I have alluded to. That's the first one.
I will do that. I will.
Yeah, okay. And I think you'll be well pleased by your response.
If I email you after the show, do you have his email address so I can reach out to him?
Yeah, I can do that.
Perfect. Okay.
And the second thing is, I think you talking about why people do not exercise. You probably need to find someone to talk about ways to motivation because, as I alluded to, the exercise leader really is the reason that most people comply or don't comply with exercise programs if they're in a particular program. And there's got to be a secret in motivation that has not yet been able to be capture people to exercise, and some insight on that may come from that particular
That's a very good. That's a very, very good idea. Absolutely, very good idea. Now, maybe we can even produce a show on motivation specifically, just a half hour show.
I mean, you and I and others have recognized that for years that compliance is the issue. It's not the logic; it's the compliance that really is the rate limiting step there. It's not only in taking your medications, but it's also in performing exercise. So, and somehow you've got to find ways to overcome that barrier. And I don't see any other way but trying to find new ways to motivate people.
But you know, Dr. Tipton, we did a show many years ago where I had a scientist from the UK on who did a study to see how many life-threatening events must occur before the person eliminates the high-risk behavior that's causing these events. And I was shocked to learn it's three. You, in my opinion, you have to already have made the decision that you understand. See, I think your information is really important, and I'll tell you why. You can't take a person who is never going to exercise and motivate them to exercise no matter what you say to them or what you do for them. But this kind of information that really hits home that exercise is as good as any drug, if not better, that your doctor is going to prescribe. You don't have to get a disease. All you need to do is start becoming more active and exercising more. That makes them then go, I want to exercise. Then once they adopt the idea, then the motivation kicks in. I agree 100%.
Now, the third point, again, before I get back to your question, is that I'd like to indicate that diabetes and obesity have not been the only diseases that our ancient physicians have recommended. And, in fact, as I got a litany of lists, and if you will allow
please.
Me, I'll give you a listing.
Please.
For example, these ancient physicians have indicated exercise was beneficial for arthritis, ascites or dropsy, consumption, hypertension, depression, obviously for diabetes, epilepsy, gout, hemiplegia, obviously for inactivity, obesity, pleurisy, tuberculosis, and vertigo. So here's about 14 diseases that our ancient physicians recommended exercise as a means, not always to prevent it, but to manage it. And I think we need to emphasize we have to manage the disease as much as to try to prevent it. I'm not sure that every disease can be prevented by exercise, but I think that these diseases can be managed effectively with an exercise regime.
Well, you want to hear something interesting? So Elisa Profumo, she loves the history about England, and she had a documentary playing one day about King Henry VIII. And during the breakout of the plague in England at that point in time, he had the best doctors available in the land, and they were giving him all sorts of potions, probably really bad things, and he was taking them for a while. He was feeling worse and worse, and he stopped. And he banished these doctors, and he said that the cures weren't working. And he dedicated himself to breaking a sweat, exercising. He would run in place if necessary to break a sweat. Yeah, and you know what? And he sent everyone else away from his castle, whatever you want to call it, his kingdom, his wife and then child to protect them. But he had to stay there in his domicile and continue to be king. And the takeaway I got from that documentary was he believed, he understood that exercise would protect him from the plague, not the potions that the doctors were giving him.
Well, again, that would be an belief that it would prevent. I'm more convinced that it's better for management and not always successful in preventing it, but I can clearly believe that both are involved, but I'm more convinced that it's the management that is the secret here that needs to be emphasized as well as a potential possibility for prevention.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. So where do you go? Where do you go from here with this beautiful paper that you've written?
Well, I'm trying to promote the idea that I guess what I'm trying to do is to indicate it that it's not a new idea, but it is a valid idea. And that I am hoping that in some strange way that the concept of exercise is not only is old as well as new, and that it's worthy of reiterating its importance. So that's pretty much where I'm going with my message. But I'm pleased that you're taking the message and really promoting it more dramatically and hopefully effectively than I have been able to do with my writings, because obviously I don't know who reads it, I don't know who believes it, and I don't know who's going to implement it. But you have potential to implement it and maybe make it more convincing than I have in my writings.
Do you exercise every day, Dr. Tipton?
Oh, yes, of course.
What are you a fan of? What kind of exercises do you do?
Well, I do a combination. I do a combination of lifting, and I also do aerobics. I try to get in about 2 hours a day.
That's wonderful. Can I be so bold as to ask your age?
Oh, yeah, I'm 87.
God bless you. You know what? This is fantastic. This is amazing. I mean, listen, I mean, I'm speechless to hear this, because I had a feeling that that's what you were going to say, and I think it's wonderful, and you're living proof that what you're talking about is valid. This is wonderful.
Yeah, but put a caveat in there, I also have prostate cancer.
What? They say every man is going to get prostate cancer. Because, so that's one of those things that everybody gets at some point in time.
Yeah, but it also indicates that it may help manage it. I'm not sure it obviously didn't prevent it, but it might help in the management. But I believe the side effects from exercise, the beneficial effects of exercise are worthy of the effort, and as a consequence, I believe in continuing. So I try to practice what I preach.
That's wonderful. Dr. Tipton, it's been an honor to have you on the show, and I'm going to post your paper in my blog later today so the listeners can go to it and read it as well, okay?
Appreciate that, and thank you for inviting me, and thanks for the conversation.
We'll have you back again, I promise. Thank you. Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We have the news at the top of the hour, and when we come back, we'll be joined by best-selling author Pam Colleen to talk about adrenal fatigue. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Rates of diabetes in the U.S. may be leveling off, although increase in prevalence continues for certain subgroups.
Following a doubling of the incidence and prevalence of diabetes in the U.S. from 1990 to 2008, new data suggests a plateauing of the rate between 2008 and 2012 for adults. However, the incidence continued to increase in Hispanic and non-Hispanic black adults, according to a study in the Journal of American Medical Association. Although there has been an increase in prevalence and incidence of diabetes in the United States in recent decades, no studies have systematically examined long-term national trends of this disease. During 1980 to 2012, the trends in age-adjusted prevalence of diagnosed diabetes in overall population were similar to those for age-adjusted incidence. The prevalence per 100 persons was 3.5 in 1990, 7.9 in 2008, and 8.3 in 2012. The incidence per 1,000 persons was 3.2 in 1990, 8.8 in 2008, and 7.1 in 2012. Both prevalence and incidence increased sharply during 1990 to 2008 before leveling off with no significant change during 2008 to 2012. Researchers speculate that reasons for the potential slowing of the increase in diabetes may include slowing in the rate of obesity, a major risk factor for type 2 diabetes. Chimpanzees raised as pets or performers suffer long-term effects on their behavior. In a year-long study, scientists from Lincoln Park Zoo observed 60 chimpanzees and concluded that those who were removed from their mothers early in life and raised by humans as pets or performers are likely to show behavioral and social deficiencies as adults. The results suggest that chimpanzees raised primarily around humans with less experience around their own species during the first 4 years of life tend to show reduced social competencies as adults than those with more natural early histories. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Sporting events should ditch nutritional supplements and sports drink sponsorships. Such sponsorship could mislead the public into thinking these products work well and or are good for your health, for which there is no strong scientific evidence, suggests Simon Outram and Bob Stewart of the Institute of Sport, Exercise, and Active Living in Melbourne, Australia. Outram and Stewart accept that nutritional supplements and rehydration drinks don't compare with the unhealthiness of fast food, tobacco, and alcohol, all of which have been associated with major sporting events. But the very fact that these products are marketed as beneficial or essential for sporting prowess and or general health, when the evidence has so far failed to substantiate these claims or justify their cost, is likely to make it harder for the public to judge the value of these products objectively, they suggest. Successful sponsorship campaigns remove or minimize any skepticism about the product. A form of seamlessness or hidden product association is created whereby such products come to be seen as integral to sports, they say, adding that celebrity endorsements help to promote that idea. Healthy lifestyle choices may dramatically reduce the risk of heart attack in men. Following a healthy lifestyle, including maintaining a healthy weight and diet, exercise, and moderating alcohol intake, could prevent 4 out of 5 coronary events in men, according to a new study publishing in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. For the study, researchers examined a population of 20,721 healthy Swedish men aged 45 to 79 years of age and followed them for 11 years. Lifestyle choices were assessed through a questionnaire exploring diet, alcohol consumption, smoking status, and level of physical activity and belly fat. Men in the study with the lowest risk were non-smokers, who walked or cycled for at least 40 minutes per day, exercised at least 1 hour per week, and followed a healthy diet with a regular consumption of fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, dairy products, and fish. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, adrenal fatigue was a topic on everybody's tongue some years ago, but you don't hear about it as much anymore. That doesn't mean it went away. That's not the reason. I think a lot of people just don't understand how to identify it. My next guest, one of my favorite guests to have on the show, Pam Colleen, a best-selling author. Her book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, is a seminal work on nutrition and healing and how to avoid the addictive qualities of things that are present in our environment today that really take control and destroy our lives. How you doing, Pam?
I'm great, Carl. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic. It's always fun to have you on the show, Pam, because you and I read from the same hymn book, don't we?
I think so. Yeah. Absolutely.
So anyway, am I right? Did adrenal fatigue go away, or just people just don't talk about it anymore?
Oh, it's even worse. The status of adrenal fatigue is even worse today than it was when I collapsed back in the 80s. I think what's happening, though, is I think people are tired of running from practitioner to practitioner to practitioner, from one system to another system, and not getting results. I think that's what's happened. I think people have just thrown up their hands and said, you know, I'm tired of trying nothing but hocus pocus. And unfortunately, that's the system, that's the pattern I had for many, many years, is trying essentially nothing but hocus pocus to try to overcome my adrenal fatigue.
Now,
one
of the things that I wanted to get in here real quick was this: you were a vegan at one point in time when this happened, right? Were you a vegan
at
that
time? I was following the standard American diet
when
I collapsed.
Okay.
And I became a vegan, thinking that it was going to help me overcome the adrenal fatigue. And what's interesting about, going on such a high carb diet, is that it will give you energy sometimes at first. So it fooled me into thinking it was giving me my energy back. But then over years, of course, it just backfired on me. I mean, that diet almost killed me in the long run.
Right.
I mistakenly did it for 9 years. So, you know, it's a very dangerous diet to follow. Unfortunately, a lot of people are following that diet today, and they end up collapsing with more fatigue, more depression, more brain fog, no libido, insomnia issues. You know, it causes so much grief in individuals. I absolutely do not recommend it.
Now, caffeine can actually mask adrenal fatigue for a little while, but then after a while, the adrenals just can't respond any longer. So what is it? What are the classic symptoms? What are this is time to start paying attention to what you're doing to yourself?
Right. So when I interview people, and I consider taking them on as clients, I find out whether or not they can work a full-time job, a part-time job, or not at all. So
Really? Those
are essentially the three things I like to discover about somebody to see how bad their fatigue really is. And it's not an absolute scale, of course, simply because there's a lot of people with absolute adrenal burnout, and they are working a full-time job when they shouldn't be. They're too sick to be doing that. Or they're going to school, and they should not be going to school. They should be home resting. So there's essentially three levels of fatigue to look at and consider. But there's millions and millions of people out there, Carl, who have adrenal fatigue to some degree, and they're just learning to work their way around it. So they wake up in the morning typically rather exhausted. They wake up in their brain feeling like there's a lot of cobwebs there. Mm-hmm. They don't really wake up feeling fully refreshed. They lack a lot of enthusiasm and excitement in life. You know, they fake when they laugh at a joke. They really don't feel that kind of laughter, that real laughter. You know, my clients say they fake it till they make it. They pretend like they're okay when everything is just not okay. And so what ends up happening is, of course, because they're not dealing with the root cause of the problem, in their 20s, they might get away with it. In their 30s, they may still get away with it. 40s start dwindling more and more, 50s. You know, it gets worse decade after decade after decade. And unfortunately, people can go an entire lifetime with a rather low quality of life and never really understand how much more full their lives could have been had they been able to eliminate that adrenal burnout.
Now, there's a lot of physicians out there to this day still thumb their nose at the notion of adrenal fatigue. That, you know, it's a fallacy. It's something that people have kind of made up. What would you say to those physicians who refuse to consider this as a legitimate situation?
Well, the research is showing that probably around 50% of doctors today have burnout themselves. They like to call it, you know, that's what they like to call it. They don't call it adrenal fatigue. They call it burnout. But it's basically the same thing. So the medical profession has huge amounts of adrenal burnout within its, you know, profession. And I know doctors and nurses and, you know, they come to me for help. They're not finding help within their own profession. So they poo-poo the idea simply because they don't have an answer. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, caffeine can give somebody some fake energy for a while. So in their minds, of course, if you're tired, you take caffeine and that should solve the problem. But unfortunately, a stimulant like caffeine is going to rob Peter to pay Paul. So Essentially over years and years and years of relying on any kind of stimulant, including caffeine, you end up making the situation much worse. So it's sad that the medical community will not cooperate with us because this is something that is indeed measurable. I measure it every single day with my clients. And it is very fixable. It's just that you can't go out with chronic fatigue and think that you're going to find a miracle remedy. That's one of the biggest fallacies surrounding adrenal fatigue, adrenal burnout, you know, depression. They're all basically the same thing, biochemically speaking.
I was just going to say, I bet a lot of people suffer from adrenal fatigue and they're misdiagnosed as being depressed, and then they're put on SSRIs, which adds a whole host of other negative effects into their lives. They probably feel suicidal.
Oh, a lot of my clients have suicidal thinking. They can have the suicidal thinking without the SSRIs, but certainly the prescription drugs, unfortunately, that's one of their side effects, is homicidal and suicidal thoughts. But I have to deal with that situation every single day is to help people who have deep depression, deep fatigue, and many of them, not all of them, but many of them are going to have suicidal thinking with or without the prescription drugs.
You know, if you're using, okay, I'm guilty of what I'm about to say. So I now drink a quad espresso in the morning, and that's after having a regular cup of a Cafe Americano at home. And I can tell you that coffee is not having the effect on me any longer than it used to. And in fact, I actually considered getting 5 shots of espresso yesterday. I do wake up feeling lethargic and kind of fuzzy brained. And so This interview is kind of self-serving as well. Could that be one of the telltale signs? Like if you now are starting to need more and more caffeine every day just to get through your day, you are already made that turn at the corner?
Yeah, your adrenals are flatlining. If you're needing that coffee to get through the day, or you need sugar to get through the day, or you need Prozac or nicotine or whatever the case may be, if you need a drug to get you through the day, that you need to target the adrenal glands. That's the weakness, right? So when somebody has and of course, because the adrenal glands are in control of the balance of minerals in your body, right, they're controlling your biochemistry. So essentially, if your biochemistry is compromised, you need a drug to get through the day. So when people come to me and they have adrenal burnout and they're addicted to something, right, whether it's sugar or caffeine or what have you, I never take them off the drug. It's cruel and unusual punishment to take somebody off a drug when that drug is necessary to get them through the day. So I never take any of my clients off of their drug of choice. What they do, though, is as they're on my program and the adrenal glands get stronger and stronger and stronger, they eventually go a couple of days and say, hey, I didn't eat sugar. I didn't have caffeine. I didn't feel like I needed it. And then they wean themselves off the drug, whether it's a prescription drug, a street drug, or a drug like caffeine. So
right.
if you can't get through the day without a given drug, whatever that drug is, then you have adrenal burnout. There's no question in my mind that that's what's going on. And that's what I, you know, work with every single day.
And a lot of these things that we're talking about are actually covered in the book Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Pam details this, lays out dietary requirements and lifestyle requirements. The book Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, I've said to Pam, it's unfair to call that book what you've called it because it pigeonholes it. The book is probably one of the best books on the effects of nutrition and lifestyle on the human condition. But you can't.
Well, let me tell you something really interesting, Carl, that I think a lot of your listeners are going to relate to. In the 1970s, that's when the low-fat lie hit its hiatus, correct?
Yes.
1970s.
Yes.
Well, I collapsed with chronic fatigue in the 1980s, like a lot of other people did. And of course, the low-fat lie just permeated from one decade to another decade. And what do we see here? We see this epidemic of people who are leading very low quality of lives simply because they're running on 0, 1, 2, 3 cylinders at the most out of 8 cylinders.
Yeah.
But that, what I try to point out in my book is the importance of animal fat, because animal fat is one of the best fuels for the adrenal glands. No question about it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about what some of the worst offenders are that actually throw people into adrenal fatigue. We're talking right now with Pam Killeen. Her website is pamkillen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N.com. You can go to Amazon and get her book or go there to her website, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Everybody should have a copy of that book. I have one, and it's dog-eared from all the research I do in it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Pam Colleen. We're talking about adrenal fatigue. You don't hear a lot about it anymore. It hasn't gone away. People are still suffering from this condition, suffering in silence, as Pam points out. And one of the first things that you can do is read the book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, to learn more about reversing your own adrenal fatigue, especially if you're tired of being told by physicians that there's nothing wrong with you or it's all in your head. So what are the worst offenders? I mean, we always talk about that we have a perfect storm in today's lifestyle. We're mismatched for this lifestyle. What are the real offenders that are causing people to develop adrenal fatigue, Pam?
Well, number one is they're not getting enough animal fat in the diet to actually support the adrenal glands. So there's nutritional stress that will contribute to it. And it can be a slow and insidious type of breakdown when you have that kind of chronic stress
Why does fat contribute to adrenal health?
One of the reasons why is because animal fat is the best way to control your blood sugar. We do not want that high and low roller coaster ride going on through the day where when you're skipping meals or waiting too long in between meals or you're eating too many carbs at meals, you're going to see the highs and the lows with your blood sugar. And when your blood sugar is very low, this turns on the adrenal glands. This causes a stress response in the adrenal glands because the adrenal glands are the backup system to keep your blood sugar under control. And they're really not designed to do that
right.
Every single day, day in, day out, 7 days a week. So over years, this essentially wears down your batteries. And that's what the adrenal glands are essentially, is your body's batteries. So animal fat is one of the best ways to keep your blood sugar under control. And that in turn will pamper those nice, you know, adrenal glands. But there's other stressors that we're confronting, and some of them can be environmental stressors, and some of them can be emotional stressors. And so a lot of stressors can be invisible to the naked eye. So they can be, for example, being exposed to heavy metals that we just completely take for granted. And our water supply, unfortunately, is terrible these days. It's terribly contaminated. And so, they're adding in city water supplies, they're adding things like copper and aluminum, which are going to cause stress on the adrenal glands as well, because the adrenal glands are in control of keeping your minerals in balance. And under that umbrella, of course, that means they are also in control of grabbing at unwanted metals and sending them to your bile, B-I-L-E, and then you're supposed to excrete out these metals. And unfortunately, because these systems have become so weakened, we cannot excrete the metals. And so what they do is they just stay stuck in our body. Some of them actually cross the blood-brain barrier and cause all sorts of brain symptoms. And it just causes lots of grief. But my clients jokingly call themselves toxic cesspools, Carl. They are toxic cesspools. They are full of all these metals, and they cannot excrete them because their body has just lost the energy to do so. And to allow for these metals to take their exit, I will say, is a very, very difficult process. And this is part and parcel as to why people are frustrated with searching out remedies for brain fog, depression, fatigue, and so on, is you cannot just grab at these metals and, you know, with things like chlorella or cilantro or chelation therapy. You can't use those therapies effectively to kick out these metals. It's a really, really difficult process. So my program is that I use is it takes 2 years, you know, depending on the individual. It's going to take probably 2 years to get these minerals and heavy metals under control. We've got to excrete the unwanted metals, and we've got to also balance the minerals, because the minerals are our body's spark plugs. So when they're out of balance, now thyroid will not work properly, adrenal glands will not work properly, neurotransmission in the brain will not work properly, blood sugar will be difficult to control. It's hard to appreciate the role that the minerals play in the body, and it's hard to appreciate how difficult it is to keep them in balance. And that's one of the things I do with my program. So it's a long and drawn out process. It's extremely rewarding when people are through my program, but I can monitor people's progress. There's accountability. I can interpret exactly what's going on when I test them, so I can see that they're making the progress that I would anticipate. When I work with my clients who are extremely disabled, I don't just, you know, give them a bunch of supplements and send them out into the middle of the ocean. You know, there is a strict guidelines that they have to follow if they want to get back to running on all eight cylinders, which is achievable, by the way.
If you want to consult Pam Colleen because you feel that you need some additional help in straightening your body out, you can go to her website, Pam Colleen, KILLEEN.com, and she is available for consultation. Of course, the book, You Can Help Yourself, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. It's available at Pam's website as well. I want to make one mention. I just kind of drew this in my mind. So you said bile. I just recently read a study, The Role of Bile in Longevity, by the way. And we're going to do that show very shortly. Bile is stimulated by what? Fat intake. So if you're not getting any fat, you're not making any bile, number one. Number two, I found the book at a curio shop probably 30 years ago. It's from the mid-1800s. It's called Fortunes in Formulas. It was around the time that we as a population started to embrace chemicals, chemistry, and everything like that. Guess what every single poison remedy begins with? Fat consumption, whether they be egg yolks or lard or tallow. When you consume poison, the first thing you're supposed to do is take fat. Fat is the fast train out of the body. If you are not eating adequate amounts of fat in your diet, your body does the next best thing and stores the toxins in your fat. Since there's no fat train passing through, it goes, well, we'll just find fat cells in here and stick it there so it can't hurt anything. Once those fat cells reach their point, it starts spilling back into the blood. This is why people who undergo super rapid weight loss, like the stupid weight loss that they promote on Biggest Loser, sometimes develop cancers spontaneously after getting this fat loss, because this rush of toxicants, xenoestrogens, all this stuff just hits the bloodstream at the same time. The body can't deal with it. Your fat cells are the storage for your toxins if you're not getting fat in your diet. And as Pam
just
told
you, I always tell my clients I have such a shitty job, because all we talk about is elimination.
<That's>
And
funny.
Bile plays an enormous role in an elimination. Bile is crucial for, yes, pulling out all these toxins, but also bile is crucial for forming the stool and triggering peristalsis. So unfortunately, since the 70s, you know, our eye has been off the target, thinking that fiber was essential for good digestion, but it's not. The whole time we should have been focusing on bile.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Pam, before we let you go, what are you working on now? I know you're working on something new. You have a new book coming out, right?
That's right. I'm hoping to have this book out by the end of this year. It's about the decline of human sexuality. So, you know, a lot of my clients are struggling with low to no libido. Occasionally I'll have a client who's struggling with hypersexuality, but a lot of that has to do with inner toxicity as well. So I think that, you know, unfortunately, it is another elephant in the room, Carl. People are not comfortable talking about this, but it is impairing people's quality of lives. And for me, that's important. I want people to have a full quality of life, and they should be enjoying healthy sexuality. But that's almost impossible to do today, because people are just so incredibly sick. And unfortunately, having a libido is a luxury for the body. If you're On your way out, why would your body allow for a sex drive? It's a luxury, and I think that we've got to get ourselves healthy so that we can have healthy sexuality.
Pam Killeen's website is Pam, P-A-M, Killeen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N, .com. You can buy the book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. You can reach out to Pam and ask her for help. Pam, it's always wonderful to have you. Oh, and plug your radio show. You do a radio show up in Canada, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a radio show in London, Ontario. It's on a hiatus right now. There's a city election coming up, and they're, you know, the talking heads are all talking election talk. So the show that I do is on a hiatus right now. But I do have three multimedia pages on my website where I archive the shows.
Excellent. Pam, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Carl. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about adrenal fatigue. And now, if you want to try a supplement that can help you reestablish adrenal function, we're going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I press trigger, I don't press people button. Nobody chaps gon' face me with something.
Welcome back. As Pam alluded to during the last interview about adrenal fatigue, she doesn't just give people supplements and send them off to the middle of the ocean, but there are supplements out there that can benefit people who are suffering from adrenal fatigue. And my next guest is Mark McDougall. How you doing, Mark?
Great, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. We're going to be talking about a product made by Body Performance Solutions. Is that right, BPS?
Correct.
Okay. And they make a product called AdrenoSurge. But it should not be thought that AdrenoSurge is a product that's going to jack your adrenals through the roof. It can actually benefit adrenal support, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, most of the ingredients in there are they're considered adaptogens, which means they can kind of help out whatever conditions your adrenals are in currently, whether they're overproducing or underproducing cortisol. It's just going to kind of help repair optimal cortisol signaling.
So let's talk about what's in the product and how it works. What is in the AdrenoSurge product?
There's quite a few kind of novel ingredients in there that there's some people have probably heard of before. I mean, I can run through each ingredient if you'd like.
Well, give me the real home run hitters. What are the big ones in there that seem to both support adrenal function and maybe even reverse people's adrenals once they've been suppressed through lifestyle?
Well, we've got the three that are pretty common that have a ton of research behind them would be the bacopa, rhodiola, and ashwagandha, and there's been just a ton of research on those as far as improving cognitive ability during times of high stress.
Do they improve? Do they improve cognitive ability as a result of function, adrenal function, or do they improve cognitive ability separately of what they do for the adrenals?
It's downstream of high stress. So the studies that are done on that are looking at cognitive decline due to long-term chronic stress. So it's kind of preparing that, which improves cognitive ability. There are a couple of ingredients that actually have some that on their own nootropic capability as well.
And those are?
The Evolvulus, which is kind of a novel one that a lot of people probably haven't heard of, that has a nootropic effect on its own, and it's even enhanced when combined with Bacopa.
So they have a synergistic effect. So
yeah,
what else is in this blend that you think is worth talking about when it comes to adrenal fatigue and reversing it?
The asparagus extract is pretty interesting. That one has showed quite a bit of decrease in plasma corticosterone in a few studies, which is kind of interesting because that one's linked pretty tightly with aldosterone function. So when that's elevated due to chronic stress or too much stimulant use, that can affect electrolyte balance.
Interesting. I noticed that there is actually bovine adrenal extract in there. We know a lot. We've talked about glandulars in the past, and we know one glandular that people don't think about is liver tablets. But we know that the pharmaceutical industry makes thyroid hormone right from porcine thyroid. So I have to believe that the bovine adrenal extract actually has some of the active hormones that you would find in the adrenal glands, intact adrenal glands?
Yeah, that's right. It's and bovine adrenal extract is an interesting one because it's got a ton of feedback from functional medicine practitioners, more so than the actual published data on it. So it's kind of an interesting one. That it's hard to deny its efficacy by looking at just the results from it. But it's one of those that's going to typically give a little boost to cortisol production.
Uh-huh.
Those with suboptimal cortisol output are probably going to notice the biggest benefit are people with resistance to stimulants. Like you mentioned, the espresso is not working anymore. That's one of those things that can help
really
make a difference there.
So yeah. do you actually see, I mean, I think that would be indicative that the adrenals are starting to function better if all of a sudden one cup of coffee makes you feel like you had a cup of coffee as opposed to needing five. So are you saying that this product, AdrenoSurge, some of the users have said, I can feel caffeine again?
Absolutely. That's one of the most common user feedback things we've been getting. A lot of people just basically saying stimulants are starting to work again. that's, you know, kind of one of the downfalls of people that work out a lot is we just tend to abuse stimulants. So that's a really good reason by itself to use something like this, just get that sensitivity back.
I mean, think about it. You're doing an activity that's already going to demand the adrenals step up and produce. And then you on top of that, take a caffeine or a stimulant product that throws them into hyperdrive. It makes sense that eventually they would crash if that's what you did 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another one of the issues that people will start to see with long-term stimulant abuse is that instead of getting the benefits of the stimulants after a while, they just get anxiety from it. And bovine adrenal extract has been shown to alleviate that. So you actually get the stimulation from it without the anxiety.
Very cool. Wow, that's really, really cool stuff. When we were deciding to do a show on adrenal fatigue, Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition agreed to offer my audience a 60-capsule bottle of Adreno Surge for $16.50. I mean, it's usually $30, so it's like 45% off. If you think that you are, like me, starting to get pulled under by your adrenal glands, they're not responding to, like I said before, I mean, I'm now starting to think about a fifth shot of espresso as my second. I take 2 teaspoons of espresso coffee grinds and put it in a coffee press, and I make a cafe Americano in the morning. And that's what I drink in the morning when Elise and I are starting our day, usually after we've done morning cardio. And then I train and do whatever it is that I'm doing that day for training. And on the way to the studio, I stop at Starbucks and I get a quad espresso. In fact, I'm such a regular quad espresso drinker that yesterday I was thinking about getting a fifth shot of espresso. But they know me so well that as soon as I walk in the door, and I love them for this, I'm not complaining, they make me feel so special. When most people are walking up to place their order, and then they have to move on to the little area where you pick up your order, the girls there know it's me. They have my quad espresso, so when I pay for it, I grab the cup at the same time and walk away because I'm so predictable that I get that quad espresso. So yesterday I was going to get a 5 shots, but they already made the 4, and I thought, well, that's fine. What am I going to do? I ask for another one on the side, and I just drank it. But it's dawned on me that I don't feel caffeine any longer, and this is what inspired me to want to do the show. And I'll tell you something else, and maybe you can speak to this when we come back from the break, Mark. But my allergies have really gotten really bad this year. And I'm starting to wonder, and I almost asked Pam this, but we ran out of time. Another indicator of adrenal fatigue has to be allergies, because your body's not producing the adequate amounts of cortisol to suppress allergic reaction. So hold that thought. Let's take a quick commercial break. You can go to superhumanradio.com. If it's not there right now, by the end of today, on the left-hand side, there's a skyscraper banner ad that you can take advantage of BPS's Adreno Surge, which is designed to help support adrenal function. It's not designed to mask adrenal fatigue like stimulants. It's designed to support adrenal function and bring your adrenals back to where they belong. $16.50. Try it yourself. You know I am. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Vince since 1935.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce button. Banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mark McDougal. We're talking about AdrenoSurge as a potential solution to help get your adrenal glands back to where they belong. So what do you think about that? You think that allergies start to come up when adrenals start to become fatigued and overworked?
Yeah, that's something that could absolutely be exacerbated by some adrenal dysfunction. I mean, there's so much downstream signaling that goes on when the adrenals aren't functioning optimally, that especially related to inflammation. So it's certainly plausible that aggravated allergies could relate to adrenal dysfunction.
Just a reminder, if you didn't hear it going into the break, and the banner ad is not up there. I just posted it on my Facebook wall. We didn't get this offer straightened out until late yesterday afternoon. There will be a banner ad. A skyscraper banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get AdrenoSurge for $16.50. It's almost 50% off. It's a stupid cheap price to get people to try it because it really, really does work. You've used it, right?
Yeah. I've, you know, this area is something I've been interested in for a long time. Back in, it's probably been 14 years since I've done my first adrenal salivary test and started getting interested in it because my adrenals were jacked up.
What so what is it? What does a bad adrenal salivary test look like? Really, really low cortisol, or cortisol that's whacked out, high at night, low in the morning?
You know, I've seen probably a couple hundred of these come back just working with clients over the years, and there's rarely a consistent trend of what's good and what's bad. We do know what looks like an optimal pattern of 4 points throughout the day, but I see people that are just all over the board. So if you look at the 4 points on a graph, it should look like a highest in the morning with a gradual downward slope to the evening. And we'll see people that are flatlined high, flatlined low, or just like a spike in the afternoon. Or like for me personally, I had a spike at night, which would I'd get a boost of energy at night and couldn't sleep.
So it sounds to me like timing would play a role. So you should take your adrenal surge first thing in the morning.
Well, with something that's more adaptogenic like this, it doesn't matter that much. That is the recommendation, is take it in the morning. But I do know a lot of user, from a lot of reading user feedback, people are taking it at night and reporting in significantly better sleep.
Really?
With this type of product, that's actually probably the most common thing I've seen of the hundreds of reviews, is everybody says they sleep better, which is a huge factor when you're dealing with adrenal burnout.
Now, that's counterintuitive. You would think that if your adrenals were flatlined, you would sleep like a log. So is that because of poor nighttime glucose levels? Because we know that there's a push-pull effect between cortisol and insulin, and then obviously glucagon as well. But so if your adrenals are flatlined, they're not going to be able to maintain adequate levels of blood sugar, and you end up with hypoglycemic episodes that throw you into nightmares and wake you up and stuff like that?
Yeah, and when you're talking about adrenal being flatlined, that's typically more of a pretty advanced progression of adrenal dysfunction. Earlier on, you're actually going to see higher levels, or if you were to take like a 24-hour urine collection of and assess cortisol metabolites, you would see somebody that has really high total values throughout the entire day instead of flatline low. So that's more of an advanced progression. So it really depends on where you're at, and that's why it's, you know, you don't want to take something that's very strong at boosting cortisol production or very strong at suppressing it if you haven't done testing to know where you're at.
You know, that's so really interesting, because like I know people who thought, well, I'm going to take phosphatidylserine at night because it shuts down, you know, lowers cortisol, and they had the worst sleep of their lives, and that's counterintuitive, right? But what you're saying makes sense. So cortisol patterns and adrenal function is unique to the individual and the level of disruption, so they have to experiment with something like adrenal surge.
Well, that's the difference between adrenal surge and something that's, you know, you've got products that are designed specifically for low cortisol or specifically for high. Every single ingredient in the product other than the bovine adrenal extract is more just to help support the adrenals functioning optimally no matter where you're at on that curve. So with the bovine adrenal extract, it's going to give you a little cortisol boost, which is the major recommendation we're taking in the morning, but it's not something that's going to completely change your entire cortisol curve from, you know, one dose of bovine adrenal extract.
Would you take this at night? Is that how you would take it?
I prefer it in the morning.
Do you still see better sleep even though you're taking it in the morning?
Oh, yeah. It's because it's not something that's having an acute effect as much as a chronic effect. So when you're taking it on a daily basis, it's just gradually repairing adrenal function. So you're going to sleep better all the time.
I kind of feel the name Adrenal Surge pigeonholes it into people thinking that it's going to be something that stimulates you and gives you energy. And really, it's an adrenal support supplement, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. But that could mean exactly that it is going to give you a bunch of energy if you're somebody that needs support in that direction.
Right.
So the nice thing about when people have adrenal dysfunction, we tell them, you know, take less stimulants, get better sleep, you know, go to bed earlier, stick to the proper sleeping schedule. But that's kind of like telling an obese person to eat less. It's really hard to do that. So if you can add something to support that to make it easy to take less stimulants and easy to sleep better, then that really changes everything.
So out of the number of people that you've seen use this product and you've interacted with in helping them with their adrenal fatigue issues, are there some non-responders out there that they just don't see any benefit from this? And if so, why do you think that is?
The non-responders are people that probably don't need to be taking it in the first place, or they're people that are too severe with their adrenal dysfunction where they need a more specific protocol. know, they need to be doing the testing and have something stronger to, you know, I mean, this is for, you know, mild to moderate adrenal dysfunction, but somebody's got severe dysfunction where, you know, they're just a complete disaster on one end of the other of the spectrum. This is probably something they would use for maintenance after repairing that.
Okay, which leads me to a really great question. So let's say I'm suffering from some form of adrenal fatigue, but it's still manageable and something that I can reverse. I start using adrenal surge. I take one capsule every morning, or
two.
Two. Do I need to take a second dose in the afternoon?
You could. You shouldn't really need to. Now, people have been experimenting, and I always recommend doing what works best, just because everybody's so different. But I mean, what I would do is start with two in the morning, and just see how you do. And if that's not after a week to 10 days, you're not noticing much of a difference, which is rare, then you would just, you know, take another dose later in the day. Experiment with taking, you know, maybe one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening.
Right.
You can play around with it, but it's best to just start with two in the morning. That's where most people are getting their great results from.
Okay, so now let's say it's like hallelujah. I wake up in the morning, I don't have brain fog, I feel energized, I slept really good last night, I'm doing really, really well. Is this something I have to take for the rest of my life, or is there a pull-out plan?
Well, that's where the lifestyle changes come into play, too. So if your adrenals are dysfunctional in the first place, you want to figure out why. It's not because you had an adrenal surge deficiency, obviously. So figure out why that is and address that while you're taking adrenal surge. And, you know, typically depends on how far along you are. Like, some people could take 8 months of, you know, working on repairing adrenals with supplementation, and, you know, lifestyle stuff should be permanent changes, but it's anywhere from a month to, if it's really severe, 8 months of usage, and then it's not something you're going to need to take the rest of your life. However, intermittently, people go through periods of higher stress, or, you know, they start drinking six espressos again, and that's when you can revisit using it.
Do you think that there's a prophylactic effect? So let's say I'm not suffering from adrenal fatigue yet, but I do lead a high-stress lifestyle, and I'm still responding to caffeine. I don't notice any of the symptoms, but can I take one adrenal surge in the morning, maybe a couple days a week, just to kind of give my adrenal some assistance, especially with the bovine extract?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be, and because there's a bovine extract, I would do a lower dose if you're not noticing major signs of dysfunction. But if you've got the precursors stacked up for potential adrenal dysfunction down the road, and you're just not feeling it yet, you could definitely use it as sort of a prophylactic effect. And there are, you know, because most of the ingredients in there have a lot of other just kind of interesting health benefits in general, like, you know, controlling blood sugar and anti-inflammatory and mood elevating, GABA signaling, serotonin signaling. I mean, generally speaking, you're probably going to feel pretty good on it anyway.
Do you think that I should take adrenal surge on an empty stomach, full stomach, and if with food, is fat an important carrier for it?
No, with this one, it's not. I would say you might even get better absorption without food. So I would say attempt it without food.
Especially the adrenal extract, because you don't want stomach acids. The same thing with Armour Thyroid. So if you take your Armour Thyroid, you're supposed to take it on an empty stomach, because you don't want the stomach to grind it up and dissolve it. You want some of it to get through into the lymphatic system. And I would think the same thing is true of bovine extract as well. And I can't get over that there's bovine extract in this. I got to tell you something.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular one with the functional medicine practitioners. It
yeah.
A lot. I know Dr. Lamb is a big fan of it. He's got a lot of interesting info on it.
Very, very cool stuff. So my audience can get this for almost 50% off. For those of you who are like me, who are depending more and more on caffeine, and I don't sleep well all the time, I'm hoping that adrenal surge is going to actually help me with the sleep. I have a bottle on auto already. I've heard great things. I've talked to people who've used it, and they say nothing but great things about it. And some of these people are not big-time workout people. These are just average people that are using it. So I asked Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition to do something special for this interview for my audience. So you can get 45% off, a little bit better than 45% off, if you go to superhumanradio.com and look for the banner ad on the left-hand side. In the meantime, I'm going to put it in my blog today, and it's on my Facebook wall as well. until Michael gets the banner ad up there, because we only had this price negotiated late yesterday, so we didn't have time to make the banner ad. So we'll get on that right away. Listen, Mark, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on here.
Have you ever heard the show before?
Yeah, you know, it's been a while, but back when I used to write for Mind and Muscle, I remember I used to listen to the show quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, Caleb Stone's old website, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in there in the home brewing with FloGel Ultra.
yep.
So there you go.
I remember that.
Hey, listen, man, thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Thanks to the folks at Orbit Nutrition. Go to superhumorator.com. Look for the banner ad for Adrenal Surge. Try it yourself. See if it makes you sleep better, feel better, you may be suffering from some mild form of adrenal fatigue. Most of us are. Also want to thank Dr. Tipton for coming on and talking about his research into ancient civilizations' use of exercise as medicine. I'll also put his paper in our blog today. And then, of course, Pam Killeen. Her website is pamkillen.com. Her book is Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, and she's available for consultation. Go to her website. Check her out. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today, and we will see you tomorrow.